time's right for Jordan to leave the club. You know, a fantastic goal scorer, a really good servant to the club. But as you know, in football, I just feel now's the right time for everybody, the club, the player. I just think it would be a good time for him to move on.
It did seem Friday night that it was a case of a formality, that he was leaving the hotel in Oxford to go up to Middlesbrough, go through the usual formalities, yeah, and the deal would be done, didn't it?
Yeah, well, it seemed like it was more or less 100% done for me, from what I was gathering from everyone. For whatever reason, that's broke down now, but I still have a sneaky feeling that it might still happen. You know, if the clubs have both agreed the fee, if Jordan wants to move on, which seems to be like, you know, if he's gone up there and had a chat with them, then it seems to me that he's probably edging towards that. I know it's been rumbling on for a couple of transfer windows now. So if that's the case, then I still think, you know, maybe one or two things might have to give. But by 11 o'clock tonight, I'm sure something might develop.
You said the timing of it is right for Blackburn Rovers. In the respect that it's the right money, it's the right time, of Blackburn Rovers to rebuild.
I just think everything fits. I think you got some good money on the table for him. Jordan will probably get a better deal. Because one thing you've got to say, you know, football is, I know I'll probably get criticised a little bit for saying this, but football is a short game. It's a short career, should I say. And, you know, players are going to want to make as much money as they can in the short space of time. It's not always ideal. I think everything just adds up to me for it to work for everybody.
Just a final one, David. There has always appeared a reluctance for Premier League clubs to really come in and pay the big money for Jordan Rhodes, maybe because he hasn't got a track record in that division through no fault of his own, really. Do you think he's got what it takes to be that goal scorer he is in the Championship?
Yeah, I honestly think if I was an Arsene Wenger that create loads of chances or a team like that, I'd be tempted to have a little sniff at Jordan. Certainly at that money. You know, I know £8-9 million is an awful lot of money, but when you look at some of the transfer fees that are getting paid around at the minute, you know, I just think I'm surprised no one's no Premier League team, certainly one of the top ones that have create that many chances. I'm just surprised no one's had a little punt at him so far. You know, because let's be fair, his record is he's phenomenal, certainly in the Championship and League One. So I'm surprised. I'm surprised no one's took a hit.